Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, I'm going to compare the Old Covenant promises with the New Covenant promises. When comparing the Old and New Covenants, with an emphasis on the promises in the covenants, perhaps the best place to start is Hebrews chapter 8. So please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8, and we'll read verses 6 through 13. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 13. But now Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also He is the mediator of a better covenant. Why? Because it was established upon better promises. And we're going to cover those promises. For if that first covenant, which is the old covenant, had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. And what was the fault of the first covenant? It says, because God found fault with them, He says, the day is coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. So God had found fault with Israel. Again, what was their fault? He says, I'm not going to make this covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. That's what the problem was. They did not continue in God's covenant. Again, why? God says, because they did not continue in my covenant, I did not regard them. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. That's what the problem was. They did not have the laws in their minds and in their hearts. They only had the law on two tables of stone, and we're going to see that a little bit later. God goes on to say, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. When God says a new covenant, He has made the first old. Now that which decays and waxes old is ready to vanish away. So now let's do a comparison of what are the better promises and what are the lesser promises. The better promise, God is in the church through the Holy Spirit. The lesser promise, God was with Israel. There's a big difference there. God in the church through the Holy Spirit. The lesser, God with Israel. A better promise, the law written on our minds and in our hearts. The lesser promise, the law written on two tables of stone. Two tables of stone representing the stony heart. Also, the fact that it was on two tables represents that it was external, whereas the better promise says the law is written on our minds and in our hearts. A better promise, multitude of sins forgiven, sins put away. A lesser promise, multitude of descendants, and frankly, through a multitude of descendants, there's a multitude of sins. So the better promise is to have those multitude of sins forgiven. A better promise, righteousness imputed and royalty bestowed. God says that He accounts us as righteous through faith, and that therefore we become a royal priesthood and a holy nation. The lesser promise, Israel was a royal nation. They had kings that came out of them. Israel was also a royal priesthood, a holy priesthood. But our righteousness being imputed to us is much better than having royal physical lineage. To be called a royal priesthood, a holy nation, is much better than Israel's being the lead nation in the world. A better promise, the church is the first to be resurrected to eternal life. That's why the church is called the first fruits. And that's why Jesus Christ is called the first of the first fruits, because he was the first to be resurrected from the dead to eternal life. Then those who are considered the first fruits will follow him. Well, what was the lesser promise? The lesser promise to Israel was physical prosperity, good health, and long life, but not eternal life. A better promise? God gives us victory over Satan, society, and self. The lesser promise? God gave Israel victory over its enemies, but that was only sometimes, and only temporary. The better promise is that God gives us permanent and complete everlasting victory over Satan, society, and self. A better promise? We are to inherit the world and become co-heirs with Christ. The lesser promise to Israel? Inheriting the promised land. Which would you prefer? The promised land or the promised world? So now let's go into some scriptures to see again this comparison. The first one I mentioned was God in the church through the Holy Spirit, and the lesser promise, God with Israel. Let's start off with the lesser promise. Please turn over to Exodus chapter 29. This is the book of Exodus chapter 29, verses 42 through 46. Verses 42 through 46 of Exodus chapter 29. It says, I, God speaking, I will meet and speak with the children of Israel in the tabernacle, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. I will dwell with the children of Israel. Please keep that in mind. I will dwell with the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. But the better promise is found in 2 Corinthians 6. Verses 16 through 18. That's 2 Corinthians 6, verses 16 through 18. This is the better promise. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you, speaking of the church, are the temple of the living God. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Not just with them, but in them. And that is a huge difference. God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, says the Lord, and do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty. Then a second one. The law written on our minds and in our hearts, as compared to the lesser promise of the law written on two tables of stone. We have three examples of the law written on two tables of stone. The first one is Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 13. This is the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 13. And he, speaking of God, declared to you, what? His covenant, which he commanded you to perform. And what was this covenant? Even 10 commandments. That's what the old covenant was all about. And he wrote these 10 commandments upon two tables of stone. Now let's read in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 9, all the way through chapter 10, verse 5. And actually, we're not going to read all of this for sake of time, but please do read this on your own. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 9 through chapter 10, verse 5. And this is Moses speaking. When I went to the mountain to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant, which the Lord had made with you, I stayed 40 days and nights without eating or drinking. And the Lord delivered to me two tables of stone, written with the finger of God, and on them was written all the words which the Lord spoke to you in the mount out of the midst of fire in the day of the assembly. And I put the tables in the ark that I had made, as the Lord commanded me. And then the third example is in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 9. This is 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 9. There was nothing in the ark of the covenant except the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, and that's also Mount Sinai, another name for it. He put them there when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. That's that old covenant. But let's look at the better promise. The better promise, again, we're going back to Hebrews chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. We already read this, but it bears repeating because it is so important. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. The new covenant is not according to the old covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and therefore I did not regard them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Now let's go on to the multitude of sins forgiven. That's a good promise, to have multitude of sins forgiven, as opposed to the lesser promise of having a multitude of descendants. In Deuteronomy, the first chapter, verses 10 through 11, we'll find the multitude of descendants. This is Deuteronomy, the first chapter, verses 10 through 11. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Now here's the better spiritual promise in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. And I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Which would you prefer to have? A multitude of descendants that, frankly, can cause more problems? Or would you prefer to have a multitude of sins forgiven so that you have less problems? Obviously, multitude of sins forgiven is a much better promise. In our next program, I'm going to cover righteousness imputed and royalty bestowed versus the royal lineage that Israel had bestowed upon them. We'll also cover the church being the first fruits, the first resurrected to eternal life, versus the physical prosperity and good health and long life that was promised to Israel. We'll also cover how God gives us victory over Satan, society, and self, whereas God gave Israel victory over its enemies. And then finally, we'll cover how we are promised to be co-heirs with Christ, inheriting the world, versus the promise given to Israel of inheriting the promised land. Thank you very much for being with me this program, and may God be with you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you. If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.